Suck the Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Bava Kama, Perik Tes, Mishnah Ches. Someone gives me something to watch. And then he says to me, Heichem Pigdani, where's my Pekadon? Again, we're talking about a Shomer Chinam. Amalai, I'm the Shomer Chinam. I agreed to watch it for nothing. And I say to him, oh, sorry, Nignav, it was stolen. And as you know, I'm Pater, because a Shomer Chinam is Pater on Geneva. Now again, I would have to swear three things. But it wasn't Shaleach Yad, I didn't use it myself. It wasn't negligent in my Shmira. I can't say, well, it was stolen. I mean, I left it outside overnight, but it was stolen. I have to show I wasn't negligent in my Shmira. And I also have to swear that I don't still have it. Maybe I'm lying. Maybe I really have it. So I say, Nignav, Amalai, the Mafkid says, Mashbiachuni, I want you to swear to me. V'omar, and the Shomer says, Amen, I'm a kabbal upon myself to swear. Then it turns out that he swore falsely, he himself stole it. Or let's say he didn't admit on his own. Rather, the Edom testified against him. Two Edom came and said, he stole it, the Shomer himself stole it. Under these circumstances, Mishalim Tashlum Ekefel, I have to pay double. If it was a bike that's worth 100, I have to pay 200. If it was a pound of bread that's worth $1, I have to pay $2. In this case, I would be a Toyin Tanas Ganef. Whenever a Shomer Chinam Tainas was stolen, and then it turned out he's the one that stole it, and that's after swearing that it was stolen, and then Edom came, he was not Moida on his own, he has to pay double, but he does not have to pay an extra Chaimish, he doesn't have to bring a Karban Asha. On the other hand, Hoida Me'atzma, if he was Moida on his own, in other words, he stole it himself, swore that someone else stole it, and then he admits he's the Ganef. He doesn't pay Kefil because Maida B'Knas is Pater, but Meshalem, he does pay Karen. In addition to the principal, he has to pay the Chaimish V'Asham. So he pays three things, Karen, the Chaimish, the Asham. That's Dafka if he was Maida on his own. That's when he would have to pay the Chaimish and the Asham. Let's say Edom came first and afterwards he was Maida. He does not pay Chaimish and the Asham. Because any time, this is the halacha, where something happened that obligates him to pay kefil, like in this case, the Edom came before he was Maida, he no longer pays Chaimish. So if Edom come and they say he stole it, he has to pay kefil, you can't be Chayav Chaimish afterwards. On the other hand, in the first case, in Mishnah Zayin, he doesn't taina that it was stolen from him, he tainas it was lost. So there, if Edom come and they say, no, he has it, he doesn't pay kefil, because kefil is only if you taina it was stolen. In that case, Tosfos says, even if he's Moida on his own, after the Edom come, he still pays a Chaimish and Asha. All right, so basically, if we're going to chazer over the last two Mishnayos, you can wrap it up with three halachis. In regard to a Shomer who lies about what he's watching and he swears falsely, he's always Chayav Keren. It doesn't make a difference if it turns out that he's a Ganef, that he himself is the Ganef. Doesn't make a difference if he admitted or Edom came. Karen, you always pay. Chaimish and Asham, you're only Chayiv if he's Maida. Edom can't be Mechayiv someone a Chaimish and Asham. To be Zoicha to the Kapara by paying an extra Chaimish and to be able to bring a carbon, you have to be Maida on your own. That much you have to do on your own. And when would it be Chayiv Kefal? It's if he Tainas, it was stolen from him, and Edom came along and said, yeah, it was stolen, and you're the one who stole it. That's when he would be Chayiv Kefal. And once Edom come, and they're Mechayiv and Kefil, then there's no longer any possibility of Chaimish or Asham, even if he's Maida afterwards.